This is Torch columnist Sean Radican with my co-host Derek Bergen for a very special edition of the all TNA Impact video game review of the Radican Audio Showcase for Saturday, September 13th, 2008. And I'm very excited to talk about this game. Derek, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. As you know, I've been waiting months for this because I was playing this game back at WrestleMania. And trying to tell people, I played it again last month in New Jersey, and I'm just glad that the game is finally out now. People can see that I wasn't just pulling their teeth, trying to tell them that the graphics were just amazing. It's just a really fun video game, and now we can all look at it in depth now that people have their hands on the copies, including you.
Now, there's a lot of people out there talking about the game that haven't even played it on several message boards, so hopefully you and I can give it to them. Give this game its just due in this audio.
You know what it reminded me of back in WrestleMania? I did the TNA Midway Party, but we also did the Ring of Honor shows for WrestleMania. And that was the Dragon Gate shows, and I did my review. And the Brian Alvarez and Vinny show, they did their review. And the only people that agreed with Brian and Vinny were the people that weren't in Orlando, because everyone that was at Orlando said these were the best shows, the crowd was going crazy, they loved every match. And the DVD finally came out, and everyone who sees the DVD said they're probably Ring of Honor's best shows. And I think that this TNA video game, I think the people who haven't played it are going to give it negative reviews. They're going by the YouTubes, or they're going by conventional wisdom, as Wade likes to say. But I think on the back of the box, it almost could say, only a douchebag would hate this game. I mean, it's just really fun. We'll talk about the positives and negatives. But overall, I mean, it's hard to say this is a shit game that people have been saying, and I think only the people in saying that haven't played it, because it's just a blast once you pick up the controller and just let it fly in the ring.
Yeah, I spent a ton of time with it yesterday when I got it, and on my doorstep, and I played it for quite a long time, and let's get into it, and we'll touch on some things today. I have so much I want to talk about, but let's get into it a little bit in order. I think we should talk about the graphics first, because that's what really jumps out at me. This is the best-looking wrestling game I've ever seen, and you know, that's saying a lot, because the SmackDown versus Raw games look good, but they did a hell of a job with the wrestling venue. The crowd in the background looks good. The actual wrestlers look incredible. They're in their entrances. I was blown away by the graphics, first of all. Talk to me about you know, your impressions of what this game looks like, when not only for like the entrances and so forth, but when you actually, you know, play it.
No, I think hands down, it's the best graphics on any wrestling game, you know, ever. And I was worried myself. Before I went to Orlando in WrestleMania, we all got the pictures that were put up online. And I've been misled by those before. You know, almost every video game, they put out these screenshots, and you think, this is going to be the greatest game of all time. And then you find out that these shots were for some animation they did in the game, or it doesn't really look like that. It's just, you know, simulated crap. And it was nice to, you know, when you start playing this game, you realize it's the best looking video game that you've ever seen. I mean, the characters are fluid, you know, everything meshes, you know, fantastically, and it blends a line between photorealistic, but still, I mean, I hate to use the word cartoony, but, you know, video game, you know, it's not like you're just playing the TV show. It does a nice balance where it really stands aside from what you watch on the TNA Impact show. You're like, you're in control of the characters, but it's so realistic when they do their moves. I mean, I can't speak highly enough, and they hit a complete home run. Whatever negatives people might have about or nitpicks about the game, I don't think you'll find anyone who's going to say that there's anything other than A+ when it comes down to the graphics on this game, from the characters, from the venues, from the way they do the moves, that they're what do you call it, photo capturing, or whatever they did.
Yeah.
You know, I think I did some links where they had AJ, they had Samoa Joe, they had Loki, they had Christopher Daniels, all these people out in California with the little sensors on them. I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, this blows away the Raw versus SmackDown franchise, which is, like you said, in and of itself a major accomplishment. That series has been around for a while with some major money behind it, and this is like the little engine that could, you know, a grand slam of epic proportions, and it makes you excited about what's possible for future video games, not just, you know, Impact, but how this will affect other games down the line. I mean, a new bar has been set.
I mean, on the SmackDown versus Raw games, it almost looks like the wrestlers had like these robotic movements, and just the way they move entirely doesn't seem natural at times. But you know, when you pull off like your first Hurricane Rana or you know, whatever move it may be that you pull off, I mean, it looks like it just looks fantastic, and it's like the animations are for all the moves are pretty incredible. For the most part, and I don't know, it's just a, like you said, it's fluid, it's animated so well, and it's just a, I mean, especially the Orlando venue, I haven't unlocked all the venues yet, the Orlando venue looks fantastic, just like it does, I mean, it looks almost like it does on TV,
Alright, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Back, hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.